So I want to make a distinction for a moment between some of the stressors that we face, some of these very real challenges in our lives, of which we may or may not have control, and our stress response, that is, how we react to these stressors. One aspect of our stress response is what is happening in our bodies physiologically when we feel stress. So the stress response in and of itself is not a bad thing. It's something that we inherited from our ancestors and is in fact a very healthy adaptive response to an external physical threat. If our ancestors didn't get stressed, we probably wouldn't be here today. So we have them to thank. Picture back in cave person times, back on the savannas, when people had to face very real external threats such as tigers and lions. In order to survive as a species in these conditions, the body developed what we now call the fight or flight response. This is the ability to fight a predator or to flee, to run the heck away. Those ancestors who were able to fight or flee lived to pass their genes on to us, so this response is hardwired into us. Whenever we perceive a threat, our heart starts pumping faster, our blood pressure rises, blood gets pushed towards the fighting muscles to mobilize us, stress hormones like adrenaline and cortisol get released to prepare us for an emergency situation, and blood gets pulled away from lesser important functions during an emergency, such as digestion and immune functioning, which you don't really need when you're being chased by a lion. But we have a bit of an evolutionary challenge. We have this primitive system designed to respond to external physical threats that isn't so well adapted to modern times, where most of the threats that we face nowadays are much more internal and psychological in nature. Our modern-day predators are no longer tigers and lions, but might look more like this. Work deadlines, demands and pressures of all kinds, traffic jams, too much to do and not enough time, relationship challenges, financial worries, self-esteem struggles, feelings of unworthiness, tremendous demands placed on us to take care of others and somehow try to find time for ourselves. You see, our fight or flight response goes off whenever we perceive a threat, whether it's truly life-threatening or not. Your stress response may be getting turned on a lot throughout the day, yet in most cases, neither fighting nor fleeing will help solve the problem at hand. In short doses, that stress response can be helpful, as I mentioned. But when it's going off chronically, it can become overwhelming. It's a bit like we have this false alarm, kind of like a smoke alarm in your home that goes off when you burn a piece of toast. There's no real life-threatening emergency. There's no real fire. But the smoke alarm doesn't know that, and it goes off just the same. Our bodies can react in the same way to perceived stress. There's no real emergency, but our bodies don't know the difference. And now imagine that you might be burning a lot of pieces of toast throughout the day. Now again, short-term such stress can be helpful to us. It can be mobilizing, it can be energizing, it can help us perform optimally. I love to do public speaking, but even so, I notice that beforehand, sometimes my heart might beat fast, my pulse quickens, my sweat increases. And when this happens, I recognize this as my body's normal response to the challenges at hand. I remind myself that there are no lions in the audience, and I allow the adrenaline to energize me and bring enthusiasm to what I'm doing. However, long-term chronic stress, especially when left unchecked, can begin to create a lot of wear and tear, both emotionally and physically. So even if we're not in a full-blown fight-or-flight response, our bodies might be in this heightened state of prolonged stress that dumps stress chemicals into our bloodstream nonetheless. And sometimes, when we're so used to feeling stress, it can even become the norm. We may not even notice that it's there anymore. In addition, for some of us, we may become addicted to stress. We may feel like we need to have stress constantly in our lives in order to feel productive, to feel like we're achieving. And when we slow down and have moments of relaxation, we might become anxious that something's wrong, that we aren't doing enough, or even that we aren't enough in some way.